Hello, and welcome once again to our health information recordings. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next little bit of time, we have lots of information to share with you. Hello, Dr. Slavin. What's on your agenda for today?
Hi, Janet. We've been doing these shows, whether it's on the internet or on radio, for over 20 years. And the one thing that our topics seem to have in common is that they're alerting the public to things that they're doing to themselves that turn out to be hazardous to their health, even though they don't know it. And it's things that we do on an everyday basis, and we take for granted that it's perfectly safe and there are no problems with it.
Unfortunately, the sources that we tend to turn to for information to keep ourselves safe, mainly mainstream media, might not give you the kind of information to keep you alert about these threats.
Now, we've talked about this topic in various ways over the years, and this is about milk. My feeling on milk is that it's good for a baby, whether it be a human or an animal, and you should be drinking your mother's milk, and that should be it. But there's another controversy about milk, because the milk we buy in the store has been pasteurized and homogenized, so its basic forms have been changed. And there's a, and I'll defer the answer to this question to you, is there's a large group that says that's not the way milk should be had. It should be used in its raw state. But the people that want to perpetuate the current state, the pasteurization of milk, say they're doing it for the public welfare. And this article really shines light on that and how that's actually very deceptive.
Well, we're here to debunk the myth that pasteurized and homogenized dairy products are safe and good for your health. Unfortunately, with the pasteurization process, the milk is heated to such an extent that it is killing all of the enzymes. Now, in the name of health, those in favor of pasteurization want that heat application to kill all of the bacteria and possibly other pathogenic substances that might be present in the milk. However, as I mentioned, all of the enzymes are destroyed. So you think about the people who have been designated as so-called lactose intolerant, and you realize that, oh, possibly they are intolerant because what they're consuming is lacking the lactase, which will help them to digest properly the lactose that is in the dairy products. The other dangerous aspect of this is the homogenization. So, what is happening with the homogenization process is the fat is being distributed equally throughout the milk rather than being a separate substance. The other part of that is the size of the molecules are the sizes are changed, and that means that they may very well, these molecules of food may very well pass through barriers that are intended to be barriers and not allow that dairy to pass through. So there's a lot of reasons why you would want to avoid pasteurized and homogenized milk. And I have lots of information about the benefits of raw dairy products.
Well, going back to my schooling, and I think this probably in elementary school, where they told you the reason they pasteurize milk is to protect the public from tuberculosis.
Right.
And we just take it for granted, you should, you take pasteurized milk, it's safer. But like you just mentioned, the reason they're pasteurizing milk, first of all, the this is a, there's an acronym for this, confined animal feeding operations. They call that
CAFO, yeah.
CAFOs. If you're from Brooklyn, it's CAFOs.
Oh, okay.
And they don't want this raw milk thing because people say, well, just start serving raw milk. But they can't because their cows are so sick that they have to, like you just said, have to pasteurize the milk coming from these farm-raised cows or factory-raised cows because they're loaded with diseases. But if you take the organically raised pasture-fed cows, you don't have a problem with them.
The profile of nutrients is dramatically different.
And just think about this for a second, too. What other raw foods do we eat? I mean, I'm just trying to think. I mean, fruits and vegetables we'll eat raw all the time. Sushi, carpaccio. What other raw foods can you think of?
Well, there are raw cheeses, which would also be the dairy category. There would be, some people consume raw eggs.
That's right, raw eggs. They made a big deal about that. Are you going to get salmonella?
Right.
But the same reason is because those chickens are in such unsanitary conditions that that's why you have these bacteria infecting the eggs. And it's probably on the outside of the shell. I don't know if it penetrates inside the shell.
Well, it's very, really interesting because there is a wash or a spray that is applied to all of the egg shells being commercially marketed. And in my opinion, the egg shell may not be totally preventing the delivery of that wash, chemical, antibacterial, antiviral spray or wash to penetrate into the eggs that we consume. And it's every egg. So there's no getting away from it.
Now, one of the reasons I'm bringing up this topic is I don't like to be lied to, especially by the government.
Huh. Do you know anybody who enjoys that position?
No,
I don't think so.
But most people
don't
trust the government.
It,
they don't,
right?
And they think that everything is perfectly fine. So let me pass some little facts here. The Center for Disease Control estimates that about 845,000 Americans acquire diarrhea caused by contaminated food. Okay, we know that. You can get foodborne illness. But only an average of 34 of those cases, in other words, 34 out of 845,000 cases are attributed to drinking raw milk. The CDC also estimates on average, on a yearly basis, more than 63,000 Americans acquire diarrhea caused by food contaminated with E. coli. On average, three of those are attributed to drinking raw milk. And also salmonella, the same thing. You have an average of about 1 million Americans acquire diarrhea caused by food contaminated with salmonella, and only three of those are caused by raw milk. So why are they making a big deal about raw milk?
I think that possibly the money, the whole economic perspective from the dairy industry may play a very, very large role with this.
Well, here's the benefits of raw milk. But before I get to that, can people in Florida buy raw milk?
Not legally, but
right?
They can.
I wonder if you had your own cow. Are they stopping you from drinking your own cow's raw milk?
Actually, there is a little bit of a fight about that.
I mean, this is, I think, government intrusion based on public safety. Now, we've heard this a lot, where the government uses the, quote, public safety reason to go in and control our lives. But here's why raw milk is beneficial, and if we have a chance in the future, if there's a vote that ever comes up and you can change what's currently happening, this is why raw milk is important. It's loaded with healthy bacteria that are good for your gastrointestinal tract. It's full of more than 60 digestive enzymes, growth factors, and immunoglobulins. In fact, a lot of people have heard about colostrum.
Right.
And, you know, that's the first part of milk right after pregnancy. So you can get antibodies, important antibodies from milk. These enzymes are destroyed during pasteurization, so pasteurized milk is much harder to digest. It's also very rich in conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, which fights cancer and boosts metabolism. It's rich in beneficial raw fats, amino acids, and proteins in a highly bioavailable form, all 100% digestible. Now, I'm going to question that. Is it 100% digestible for humans or 100% digestible for cows?
And I'm going to go on record, 100% digestible, and I can't say 100%, mm-hmm. but highly digestible by humans. It's a very good source of proteins and essential fatty acids that are health supporting.
Right. It's high in omega-3s. That's the one that we're low in our diets, and low in omega-6s, so the ratios are good there. It's loaded with vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K in highly bioavailable forms and a very balanced blend of minerals. It has calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, and iron, whose absorption is enhanced by live lactobacilli. It's the bacteria you find in milk, but you don't find it in pasteurized milk. It's also healthy. It's rich in healthy unoxidized cholesterol. See, not all cholesterol is the same. You know, the unoxidized form is fine to have. It's the oxidized form that's the problem. And it also contains phosphatase, an enzyme that aids and assists in the absorption of calcium in your bones, and lipase enzyme, which helps to hydrolyze and absorb fats.
So not the pasteurized, homogenized form, but the raw form. Very important to point out the big differences.
So when I read this, I say I don't see any reason why we should be prevented from getting raw milk.
And the reason it shouldn't be illegal.
And the reason is once they make it illegal, nobody would buy the pasteurized, homogenized form. They'll go back to the natural from grass-fed, pastured cows and getting milk in its natural form, because it's clearly beneficial and it doesn't pose the disease risk that that other foods do. So clearly it's a safe food.
Very interesting, because the dairy industry and mainstream media doesn't necessarily discuss the part of the contamination of antibiotics and hormones that are given to commercial dairy herds. Those really do pose a significant health risk.
Another reason to avoid that. Now, but I do see in the stores, like we try to buy, it'll say grass-fed pastured cows, which I'm presuming are hormone-free and hopefully antibiotic-free.
Okay, you generally would see that
and it's
on
organic
too. Right.
And it'll say organic.
Yes.
So, I mean, there is a way to do it, but it's still pasteurized and homogenized.
Yes.
So that's the...
Because that makes it legal.
Right, so that would be the next step. So if this topic interests you as far as how to obtain raw milk, there's a Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can Google that and find out more about it. There's a campaign for real milk, and it has a real milk finder. And also you can contact a very important source of information, the Weston A. Price
Foundation.
Yeah. And they have a list of raw dairy vendors. Is it legal in any states, raw dairy? Do you know?
As far as I know, it is not legal.
Really?
I just want to point up an area of research to our listeners that could be very interesting. The Maasai tribe in Africa subsists on the blood and milk of the cattle herds that they have. And they, if you take a look at the Maasai as a tribe, their teeth are magnificent. Their stature is tall and lean. And they, in my opinion, seem to be an absolutely remarkable example of human development.
If you eat the right way. They don't have any fast foods there.
That's true.
Yeah. Then they're mentioning something here. They said there's an alternative to raw milk that is now available in some U.S. food stores. They're saying it's lightly pasteurized and non-homogenized organic milk. Now, I haven't seen it, so I have to look out for it and ask about it.
That would be interesting. Lightly pasteurized, possibly meaning that it is heated to a much lower temperature than most pasteurization processes.
And then they say the last thing you can do is at least opt for organic pasteurized milk. And that way, because it's organic, you'll avoid all the detriments of the CAFOs dairy production. That includes antibiotics, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and that's abbreviated on the labels because I have to put it on the label. I believe it's RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. It'll say, well, actually, I don't think they put it on regular milk. If it doesn't have it, they'll say free of growth hormone and other drugs. You'll also avoid a source of genetically engineered organisms and glyphosates. Well, how do you get that from milk? Well, the cows are being fed the genetically modified foods. So that's another issue with that. And you avoid all that with organic milk.
And I believe it was Monsanto that was the manufacturer of the recombinant bovine growth hormone. And it was a former executive of Monsanto that was appointed to a position in the government that allowed the presence of this hormone in commercially provided dairy. What's very, very interesting is there was a legal action by Monsanto to prevent purveyors of organic dairy products to say free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. So there's a lot of possibly conflicting information in the press about the presence of the bovine growth hormone. Monsanto denies it. There are other sources that say it's still in our dairy products.
So I guess in summary, go for the organic milk. That's still preferential to any other type of milk. There are a couple of bills in front of the government, federal government, to change this, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And that's just about it. Dr. Slavin and I will be back soon with more information to support your good health.